very blessed and happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And we can celebrate this very beautiful civil holiday in no better way than to begin it right here, the Holy Mass. Every Mass is in a very real, tangible way our thanksgiving. We listened and we've heard this gospel many, many times. And if you're like me, you don't need to hear this too often because the way the evangelist describes it, it's so beautifully described. You can form a mental picture as you listen to it being read. You can literally see these 10 poor people, lepers, literally condemned to a terrible, gruesome death, finding out it's Jesus coming and so at a distance, because if they got too close, they'd be stoned to death. But at a distance, they cry out, they simply ask, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And he does. He doesn't hesitate. All he says is, go, show yourselves to the priest. They knew what that meant. They'd had to be certified by the temple priest that they were no longer lepers and could come back to their families and back into society. They're all cleansed. Jesus needs to do nothing but say the word and they're cleansed. But then just one comes back. You know, as we listen to this, it's probably a good idea that we listen to it more like we're right there with Jesus, eyewitnesses to this, than more like spectators looking on at a distance and thinking, boy, that's great, that's wonderful. Because literally, when you and I are here in the presence of the inspired Word of God, we're not spectators. We're participating eyewitnesses to Christ. It's interesting, not in some academic way, but in a practical way, that just one comes back. He's a Samaritan. They were despised by the Jews because when they were taken off into exile in Babylon, these people were put in their places in the Holy Land. They didn't care for them. They didn't get along. And yet it's a Samaritan who comes back. The evangelist says he's praising God loudly. And you can almost picture it. He's probably running to Jesus and he throws himself on his knees in front of Jesus and thanks him. All of this is for your benefit and mine. We're being schooled in what real gratitude is. It's easy enough. You know, people do many good things and kind things for all of us every day. And perhaps, you know, we get into something of a rut, and that's not a bad thing. But, you know, we kind of automatically say, well, thanks, thank you. And, you know, we move on. Jesus is teaching us real gratitude takes a commitment. It's not a commitment just to remembering to say out loud, thank you. It's a commitment to say thank you and mean it. Making gratitude part and parcel of my everyday life. And of course, Jesus shows us what this means. He doesn't take back his gift of healing to the other nine who didn't come back to say thank you. God doesn't do that to you or me or anyone, even when we forget to thank him. He blesses us still in abundant ways, and we can all think of so many ways all of us have been blessed personally, in our families, in our parishes, in our church. Do we remember not just to say, thank you, Lord, but do I mean it? If I mean it, my thanks goes beyond words. My thanks extends itself in my good works of charity and mercy to others, so that as God has blessed and treated me, I treat others. That's gratitude. Jesus tells the grateful Samaritan, go on your way, it's your faith that saved you. He's saying, go on your way, you're strong in faith and healed in body, tell others. Be grateful. Mean what you say by the works you do. Where do we get the wherewithal to do that? Right here. Our single greatest act of praise and thanksgiving to God, who has given us literally everything. On this very nice, very beautiful day, a day really designed from the first Thanksgiving to pause and to keep in mind who it is from whom we've received everything. Let us do that. But let us, in saying thanks to God, let us mean that as, Lord, you have blessed me. I will use your blessings to bring others to know and love and serve you as I do. At this Holy Mass, we are given the priceless gift, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Don't just come forward and receive him. Let him receive you. And when we're finished and we leave church, let him go with you. Show him and his goodness to you, to others, as you enjoy this great day and the blessings that God has given you.